Word of mouth.
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 Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The University of New Hampshire has an endowment of about $250 million. Dartmouth, somewhere around $4.5 billion. But none compare to Harvard's. A whopping $36 billion endowment, greater than the GDP of Jamaica, Mongolia, and dozens of other sovereign nations. And these funds are tax-free. Harvard and other generously endowed private schools are nonprofits, so the government does not get a penny of those billions. Now, a former Department of Education official is arguing it's time to tax Harvard's stockpile and distribute those dollars to smaller, needier schools. Jordan Weissman is senior business and economics correspondent in Slate, where he covered the issue. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. So what does Harvard do with its considerable endowment?
Makes a lot of money off of it. No, that's ungenerous. Like any school, Harvard says its endowment exists for a number of reasons. But one of them is that every year it cashes out some of its investment portfolio and uses that to pay its bills. And as the endowment grows over time, they can take out the same percentage each year, you know, 4 or 5%, and have more to spend because the endowment's getting bigger.
Well, they also have a significant investment portfolio. In fact, some have called the Harvard endowment a hedge fund.
Yeah. So the joke the first reference to this joke I've been able to find is from, I think, 2008. But, a lot of people say Harvard is a hedge fund with a school, with an institution of education that just happens to be attached, or a hedge fund with a school attached. when you have a $36 billion investment portfolio that's managed by some in-house experts, then, yeah, it starts to look a little like that.
So let me get this right. A big part of the argument for taxing endowments is that the federal government views taxation as a default. So any tax exemption, whether to a nonprofit or to an individual, is considered a form of spending. Have I got that right?
Yeah, basically. So if you talk to a Washington budget wonk, right, they talk about tax breaks as tax expenditures. Because from the federal budget's perspective, yeah, you're subsidizing somebody by not taxing them, by not taking the money that they would otherwise owe. And so in Harvard's case, they have a big investment advantage over certain other investors. The issue here is that most people don't really think about that tax subsidy when they consider the amount of money that the United States spends on education. They think about things like the amount of money state governments appropriate, or they think about what the federal government gives for Pell Grants or for tax breaks directly to parents. This almost secret subsidy that goes to colleges, it just doesn't really get discussed a lot. And it turns out it could potentially be really big if you look at it on a per-student basis.
So let's look at that. Mark Snyder, he's a former Department of Education official, partnered with a former president from the University of Phoenix, and released a report. Now, this was comparing subsidies to state schools versus private institutions like Harvard and Yale. Now, what did they find?
Yeah, so what they did specifically is they looked at that tax subsidy that private colleges get on their endowments because they don't have to pay anything to the IRS. And they looked at the amount of money that state schools get directly from legislative appropriations. And the contrasts are shocking at points. The most extreme example is that Princeton, on a per-student basis, got about $105,000 in tax benefits in 2013. That's for each and every grad student and undergrad, $105,000 in tax savings on their endowment. If you look at a state flagship like Rutgers, they got $12,300 in appropriations.
Wow.
If you look at Harvard, who we've been discussing, they got about $48,000 per student, whereas University of Massachusetts at Amherst got about $9,900.
Okay, and again, they're not directly getting this money from the government, but they're getting it in the form of tax subsidies. They're not
exactly paying
out.
The private schools are getting that. And so one thing to keep in mind is that this study that Schneider and his partner Claude Alva did, it's in a lot of ways an approximation of how much these colleges are saving on taxes. I say in my piece, there are reasons to think they're probably exaggerating it a bit. Suffice to say, if you look at their findings and you consider other research that's been done about the really gross inequality between colleges, which in a lot of ways looks like American wealth and income inequality writ large, it makes sense. It makes sense to think that a huge share of these tax advantages are going to a relatively small number of private schools. And what then you have to wonder is, in a world where we have limited resources for higher education, is this the best way to spend it? Or could we claw back some of those tax advantages and maybe take that money and spend it on needy community colleges?
Should Harvard's $36.5 billion endowment be taxed, and the endowments of other private colleges? Well, Jordan Weissman is with us. He's senior business and economics correspondent at Slate, and he researched that question. We should also point out, Jordan, that you're skeptical of this report because of who published it as well. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so this report came from a group called Nexus Research, and it was founded essentially with money from the University of Phoenix, which is a for-profit, one of the biggest for-profit education companies. Some of their initial research that they produced really was just kind of boosterism for the for-profit industry, which I think anyone who's kind of read a little bit about it is aware is pretty nefarious in a lot of ways. The reason why I do take this paper fairly seriously, though, is because Schneider, the Department of Education official, is a respected guy in the field. He's not a lightweight. He was the commissioner of essentially the Department of Education Statistics Bureau for a while. It's easy to come with criticisms of it, but it dovetails with a lot of things we kind of already know about the way higher education works today and inequality in higher education.
Of course, Harvard's money managers, they certainly don't want to pay taxes on the endowment. Now, how much would that tax be?
So, you know, in their paper, they suggest, you know, a kind of tax on all schools with an endowment over $500 million. And they say that tax could be progressive. It can go from 0.5% to 2% for a school like Harvard. And they think that would raise about $5 billion a year total. And again, what we're talking about here is actually just taxing the total value of the endowment. You know, I think that's one approach you could take with it. Another simpler way might just be to say, okay, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, you guys have to pay capital gains taxes.
Well, Jordan, don't other nonprofits also have huge endowments, or some of them? So whereas the argument could be made that, you know, the Ivy League schools, their endowments are protected by the American elites and no one dares touch them. I mean, is there a danger of some exceptionalism at play at singling them out because they have so much money?
I think there is a little bit of danger. In my piece, I talk about this. You know, I give the example of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, which I love deeply. I've been going to it since, you know, I was a little kid and staring at the arms and armor there. But it's got a $3 billion endowment, and it's not paying taxes on its returns on that portfolio. And maybe that's not the best use of government subsidy. Maybe we should start thinking about taxing these very, very wealthy nonprofits in order to use that money for slightly more productive purposes.
I think the Harvard endowment and like endowments get discussed once every couple of years. But now we are at a point where the cost of education is a big issue for a lot of American families and has played out in a big way on the campaign trail. What do you think the chances of a proposal to, and I'm going to say it, redistribute the wealth at the top to more needy schools has of going anywhere?
Right now, not a lot, you know, but ideas sometimes take a while to gestate. Sometimes, you know, ideas come before their time and then their time shows up and you never know when that's going to be. So I think it's worth talking about. And certainly, you know, Harvard's endowment isn't getting any smaller anytime soon unless we have another giant stock market crash or another financial crisis. You know, these portfolios, the wealth of these schools is only going to grow.
Jordan, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jordan Weissman, he's senior business and economics correspondent at Slate. And we do have a link to read his article, Is It Time to Tax Harvard's Endowment? That's at wordofmouthradio.org.